This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. The days of summer are finally upon us after a few false starts, but now it feels like summer in southeastern Arizona. It's an interesting time because there's moisture in the air, and thunderstorms rumble across our vast landscapes. Thunder means lightning, and dry grasses easily ignite, and fires appear to be the norm for now. This moisture, these storms are a month early. At least I think they're a month early. I thought our monsoon started in July. Maybe these storms are not officially monsoonal. I'm gesturing with my hands here to indicate quotation marks over monsoonal. I love that word, monsoonal. It's a great word. Take a noun and add the suffix al, which means pertaining to, I guess, and you've got this cool word, a new word. I tried it on some other nouns. It didn't quite work. I mean, I was looking at my dogs lying in the shade, and I thought, these are doggle days, but no. Cats lounging in the house, cattle days, no. But I thought about it a little. For the dogs, I could do caninal days, or the cats, I could do felinal days. Or not. Okay. So these storms don't feel official, but but there they are. Mother Nature has forgotten that the monsoon traditionally starts in July. It's traditional. Oh, dear. You know what's blooming right now out near us, and maybe near you, and it's quite spectacular. The western soapberry trees, oh yeah, in the hills, on the canyon slopes, and along the sides of Tulane Blacktops, western soapberries are blooming, usually in thickets, as they tend to send out lateral roots that send up more trees. And those soapberry trees, like watercourses or sides of roads, think runoff on those roads, they're quite drought hardy. We have a large thicket on our place near a long ago abandoned creek diversion, and it's a marvelous, mysterious, shady thicket of western soapberry trees. The western soapberry trees, the scientific name is Sapindus saponaria variety drummondii. If one were to follow its range south to the tropics, the drummondii, the variety, is dropped. The tree has a heck of a range in the U.S. and the southwest, but here in Arizona, it covers all of southeastern Arizona from 2,500 feet to 6,000 feet in elevation. But listen, a small tree to 20 feet, pinnate leaves like a walnut. So think long, slender, lanceolate leaflets along, that line of stem. Right now, numerous small white flowers on panicles topping the branches. Very, very showy. And those tiny flowers begat, thanks to many visiting pollinators, they produce a translucent amber fruit with a black seed. Those are persistent in the winter and look pretty neat atop the naked branches of the western soapberry trees. The fruit contains a compound called saponin. And the saponin, think suds, think soap. And they make a good laundry detergent. Yeah, forget the Tide, forget the Gain, forget the Whisk. Make mine soapberry. Soapberry is in the soapberry family. Surprise, surprise. Sapindaceae. There are 12 species of Sapindus found in the Old and New World tropics. And in those places, everyone has such clean clothes. They do. They're soapberry fresh in China, soapberry fresh in India, soapberry fresh in South America. Did I tell you? Oh, Sapindus. I forgot to tell you this. That's from two Latin words that means soap in India. Saponaria is another reference to soap. And drummondii, the variety, in honor of the botanist Thomas Drummond of the early 1800s, who was exploring North America. He actually had a brother. There were two botanist brothers. Pretty cool. And as I told you, around you and me, it's found from 2,500 feet to 6,000 feet in elevation. So now you know. You better get out there and take a look. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.